Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Neil, please remind me to do a almanac quiz.
Right. I will do my best.
For the Little River Band.
LRB. Always fun.
We have two almanac salutes coming out of the weekend here today. Two of them.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the do the man.
Founding member of the Grateful Dead, bass player Phil Lesh.
Oh, sure.
Just keep trucking on.
Has died at the age of 84.
You can hear the bass work there.
He wrote this song.
Nice.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street.
Little truckin'.
Chicago, New York, Detroit.
Big hit for the Dead.
He also wrote Box of Rain and Unbroken Chain. Phil brought immense joy to everyone around him and leaves behind a legacy of music and love, according to his family. Now dead. Gone, but not forgotten.
84, did you say?
84. Mm-hmm. And then a much respected newsman.
An ABC News brief brought to you by Bud Light. Now from Washington, Tom Gerald.
Good evening. Walter Mondale stepped up his attack on President Reagan's foreign policy leadership today. He said the Reagan...
Tom Gerald, that's a recognizable voice.
For sure.
Tom Gerald, long time ABC News. He worked on 2020 as a correspondent. ABC World News Tonight. You know, if you're ABC News brief... is brought to you by Bud Light. Don't you think as the anchor you should be allowed to have a can of Bud Light on your news desk?
I would think so.
And, you know, have some before you have to go on the air.
Right.
You know, it's called product placement. Have you ever seen these press conferences with coaches? And
they'll
be at a podium and there's like a bottle of Coke there, or it's Gatorade, or it's something else. It's carbless. You know, it's something there. That's not there because they're drinking it. That's product placement.
Sure.
That is definite product placement. Because these universities need a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Because with the NIL thing. Tom Gerald, ABC News, 89. He had complications from a stroke, passing away late last week. Tom Gerald, now also
gone.
But not forgotten. Forgotten. Monday, October 28th, 302nd day of the year, this date, 1492. When you hear 1492, it's got to be something to do with Columbus, right?
It's still the ocean blue.
Christopher Columbus sights Cuba and claims it for Spain under the name Juana. Juana was the name that he gave Cuba. And who does this Columbus guy think he is? He doesn't even step on Cuba. He just sights it and he claims it.
Mine.
I mean, is that a guy? He goes shopping and he's outside the store. He looks through the window. That flat screen, mine, or Spain, that's Spain's flat screen in there.
Yeah, he was, overstepped his bounds on more than one occasion.
He thought he was pretty special.
Yeah, he did.
That Columbus guy, 1492. How about 1793?
Oh, things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it did the work of 100 men.
Out of necessity, where would we be?
Eli Whitney applied for a patent for his cotton gin on this date. As you heard right there from the Schoolhouse Rock people, it did the work of 100 men.
It's impressive.
And it was used to pull cotton fibers from the seed.
I would not have thought we would have had a patent office already in 1793.
Oh, yeah. We were smart. We were ahead of the game.
Yeah,
it's called the American Experiment for a reason.
Right on.
We were doing things different than other countries.
Yeah.
And all in all, it's the best system in the world. It still will be. Those people who want to change it and turn it into something else, you know where you can go.
Right on.
1793 is when the Eli Whitney, and he said cotton gin because everything he invented was alcohol at the end. He invented the wheat whiskey. Uh-huh. And I think that joke's going nowhere. So let's move on here today. 1886, Statue of Liberty dedicated in the New York Harbor. The Statue of Liberty is 138 years old. Dedicated by President Grover Cleveland.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what? Here's a little trivia for you. The Statue of Liberty Wink, wink, hint, hint. Statue of Liberty dedicated in New York Harbor this date, and it was celebrated by what became the first ticker tape parade in New York City.
There have been others.
There have been many, many, many others, but the first one happened this date as part of the Statue of Liberty dedication. Using confetti and ticker tape. That was this date, 1886. And exactly 100 years later, Ronald Reagan was there to dedicate the renovation. Now, Statue of Liberty, well, it's covered with copper, isn't it? Is it copper? That's what gives it kind of the green.
I think so.
Because, you know, when a penny goes bad, it gets that green tint to it. Mm-hmm. That's why it had that green tint, and they totally refurbished the thing back in the mid-'80s.
Made it shiny white
again. It was ready to go for 1986. So let's jump up to 39.
What kind of candy would you like? Good, I've got that.
Hershey's Miniatures. Lots of individual candy bars for lots of individuals. Four different chocolate tastes all in one bag. Hershey's Miniatures.
Where would we be without the invention of Hershey? We would be giving out full-size candy bars. Who could afford that?
You can't.
You just can't.
It's out of my range.
I just bought candy yesterday. I think I'm well loaded.
I think I am, too.
I think our trick-or-treaters are going to get handfuls. I think I overbought.
There were.
It's like beefaroni.
At my favorite Cub store, they were 40% off bags of candy.
A lot of candy. So, Hershey's,
so more.
Hershey's miniatures were introduced this date.
That includes the Mr. Goodbar
these were the four originals. And these are the ones they still offer. You can still get Hershey's miniatures, milk chocolate, crackle,
I like.
Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah.
And semi-sweet, which later became Special Dark.
Right.
Hershey's Miniatures introduced this date, 1939.
They'll never go out of style.
Now they have what's called bite size, and then there's fun size.
Yeah.
And isn't fun size like the really small one? They keep getting smaller and smaller.
I think bite size is the smaller.
Bite size, fun size. I think you're right, yes. Bite size is that. And that's way smaller than my normal bite. It's not bite size.
No.
It's like a quarter bite.
Those little bite-sized Tootsie Rolls, they're not worth it.
Tootsie Rolls are already bite-sized.
Well, these are smaller than normal.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take something that's already bite-sized and then make it smaller and still call it bite-sized.
No. No.
Tootsie.
Come on. That's right.
That was 1939. Did I say 1939? So we move up to 62.
President Kennedy and Premier Khrushchev ease the Cuban crisis. With Khrushchev's pledge to dismantle and ship home the missile installations whose threat frightened the entire world, the focus swings to the United Nations.
So yeah, this date, you know how JFK got Khrushchev to dismantle the Soviet missile bases? He reminded Khrushchev, Nikita, on this date that in 1492, guess what? You have no jurisdiction in Cuba. It's Spain's. Cuba is Spain's. Columbus claimed it.
Yeah.
He saw it from his ship.
That's ours.
Yeah. So Khrushchev informed the U.S. that he had ordered the dismantling of the missile bases in Cuba, thus ending a rather tense few days there.
Yes, I would say very.
1965, hear this date in the news.
The architect said that all great monuments of the past had simple mathematical shapes. Towering above St. Louis, with its new buildings and its historic old ones, the old courthouse, the arch will stand triumphantly by itself. A 20th century monument to man's daring and imagination.
That's something I'd like to do, is go up in the arch.
Yeah.
And get to the top.
Certainly driven by it several times, but...
Right there on Highway 55 heading south. So the St. Louis, the Gateway Arch, Gateway to the West, completed in St. Louis on this date. 1 year later, that was 65. How about 66?
Who are you writing to, Linus? This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes, ho, ho, ho.
Wow, I tell you what, Linus and Charlie Brown are about to drop the gloves.
Yeah, that sounded heated.
Yes. So you know what Linus does? He fights dirty. I mean, it's like a hockey fight, you know, where you pull the jersey over the guy's head, then you pound him. He takes his blanket, puts it over the head, and then pounds
unloads.
Him. It does. Yeah. And, of course, in that special, guess what? don't know if that's the first time Lucy pulled the ball from Charlie Brown, but she did it again.
Yeah.
He came up empty. Swing and a miss. So that was the Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown first aired on this date, 1966. And we got some people to remember today. Yeah, it was what a great special.
For sure. Second girl, and you rattle my brain. You might be loved by the man is sane. You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Couldn't it be ball the fire?
He was one of the founding fathers of rock and roll.
You came along and you woo me, honey.
Born in 1935 in Faraday, Louisiana, Jerry Lee Lewis copied the styles of preachers and black musicians who traveled through his state.
He was the killer. He was one of the original. He was there at Sun Records. He was the Million Dollar Quartet guy.
Yep.
He died on this day 2 years ago. He was 87. Mm. Went from being the killer to pretty good country music singer, too.
Yeah, he did well.
He slowed down and went with more of a country twang than the rockabilly.
Who didn't like 39 and Holden?
Or the beer that made, or what made Milwaukee famous is making a fool out of me.
Right.
So Jerry Lee Lewis and his cousin.
Mickey Gilley,
yeah. And then 1 year ago.
Actor Matthew Perry has died. The beloved Friend Store was reportedly discovered dead in the jacuzzi of his L.A. area home this afternoon. Law enforcement sources told TMZ that first responders rushed to the address with the call first reported as a cardiac arrest. They went on to add that there were no drugs found at the scene and no foul play is suspected.
Well, they did maybe not foul play right then and there. But there were five people charged, and they were supplying, and you know, Matthew Perry had a drug problem.
Yeah.
And they were giving him ketamine, which I don't know what ketamine does. Is that supposed to be good for somebody who has a drug problem? But I don't know. Something was going on there, and five people were charged, and there's the Ketamine Queen, that's not a Billy Ocean song. That's Caribbean Queen.
Yeah, you're right.
Ketamine Queen was charged, and there were four other people that were charged in this. And again, you know, people that he thought were his friends were doing things that eventually led to his death, which you hear about that a lot with some of these celebrities. But he was only 54.
Yeah, so there may not have been drugs found at the scene, but there were some found in his system.
Right, yep. So he was Chandler Bing and So Good in Friends.
Very, very talented man.
A year ago, and you're still hearing about it. There's still the process of prosecuting these people going on 1 year later. Hey, we have birthdays now, and of course a quiz.
Get ready
for the quiz.
Don't miss it.
This is Chief Lorenzo. I want every officer recalled and assembled in body armor and full weaponry in the motor pool in 5 minutes. It's time to kick it.
And they did.
Yeah, they
with the
did.
Help of John McClane.
Right.
Yeah, the tower, McClane.
They finally kind of reconciled a little bit there.
At the end. Yeah, because he tore up the parking ticket outside the airport. That's Dennis Franz.
Didn't he show Franz his butt on TV?
Yeah, he did. It was on NYPD Blue.
I think so.
Blue. You know, if there was one derriere that I would want to see on TV. I got to be honest, Dennis Franz wouldn't be that high on the list.
No, he
wouldn't
have been
be that
down there.
Mr. Green Jeans would have been higher on the list.
Dennis Franz.
So there he is, Dennis Franz, NYPD Blue. There he is, of course, Die Hard 2.
Right.
And many others. Dennis Franz is 40 here today.
No, 80.
He's 80. But 40 times two.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for.
For making this, our latest single, the fastest selling record we have had.
This is Tony Orlando. Take it, Thelma.
He don't love you.
She was Dawn, one half of Dawn. Nice. I don't know the answer. I don't know the name of the other Dawn.
I can't remember.
Thelma, I remember because she was also an actress, and she was in some of my favorite shows like Gimme a Break and Family Matters.
He don't love you, girl.
She is
very talented.
Yeah. She's 38 today. No, 76. We're going half years.
We're going half.
It's kind of like...
Take everything times two.
It's kind of like nuclear waste. It's a half-life here today. 76 for Thelma.
Bruce Jenner's won the Olympic decathlon and set a new world record.
I really worked hard getting ready for that day. I put in a lot of years and put away a lot of Wheaties. Mm-hmm. Because a complete breakfast with Wheaties is good tasting, And good for you.
Also that day, the International Olympic Committee wouldn't allow me to wear pantyhose.
Yeah.
While I competed, which would have been an advantage, a competitive advantage. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
While doing those decathlon events. But now known as Caitlyn Jenner.
Sure.
Transitioned, reality personality.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that Kardashian show.
Right.
And somebody joked that the reason that he transitioned was because then he could finally get somebody to notice him and get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, otherwise he was not much of a character
on
there.
75 here today.
Meemaw, are you going to have any more babies?
Good Lord, no. She's too old to have any more babies. Don't have to have them. You live long enough, your hair and your teeth start falling out, you start wetting the bed, you get to be one.
That's funny. We're going to have to put a diaper on you.
You won't be laughing when you're doing it. I might be.
Meemaw from the Young Sheldon show, the fantastic Annie Potts, one of the designing women.
Pretty funny.
She was in movies, including the Ghostbusters. Remember, she was the she applied for the job and got the job as the secretary there at the firehouse for the Ghostbusters. And Annie Potts is 72. Bill Gates, pretty famous guy. You know, he gives like away half his money, being philanthropic. Whatever that means.
Philanthropic.
Philanthropic, that's it. You know, giving away. You know, I could have just said, give stuff away.
Right.
And I wanted to go big with a big word here today. But Bill Gates, 69 today. You know, he gives away like half his fortune. He's still like number two or three on the list or four or whatever it is. It's, you know.
They sound like twins, Philanthropic.
Philanthropic.
Right.
It's like Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers.
Yes.
It's the lost Everly Brother, Thropic Everly. More into pottery than music, I heard. 69 for Bill Gates.
You hold him off. I'll get the door.
I'm shooting this thing. I hate guns. My hair. He shot my hair.
Son of a...
Now you've done it. You just shot Princess Vespa's hair. That's from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
She was the princess. She was the Princess Leia of the Spaceballs movie mocking Star Wars, Spaceballs. That's the actress Daphne Zuniga, who was in Melrose Place as well, on Melrose Place, and in Spaceballs. 62.
What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Lauren Hawley, giving him a chance. Way to go, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Who hasn't quoted that line? I think most of us have point or another. Yeah.
Right. You got something against it. Yeah. Lauren Hawley, 61.
You can't spare 3 squares?
No, I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
Well, is it 2 ply?
Because if it's 2 ply, I'll take 1 ply. 1 ply. 1 puny little ply. I'll take 1 measly ply. Look, I don't have a square, and I don't have a ply. No.
There was a problem in the bathroom that day at the Monk's coffee shop there, Seinfeld. Her name is Jamie Gertz. She was playing one of the many Jerry Seinfeld girlfriends, and they ran through a lot of them in the 9-10 years of that show. But Jamie Gertz, she did not have a spare to square. And who uses just one square?
That's pretty frugal. Yeah. I mean,
she's 59.
Three, I'm kind of a, you know, I think three is probably the right number.
59.
Hi, I'm Andy Richter. If your in-laws are stopping by and you don't get along with them, try this. Right before they come, drink 4 beers. The visit will fly by and you won't resent them as much. Life hack. Got a dentist appointment? Here's a tip. When you're in the waiting room, drink 4 beers. You'll be extra numb and pain-free when he works on your choppers. Life hack.
Another great Andy life hack.
Right.
Andy Richter, the sidekick of Conan O'Brien. Funny guy.
Funny guy.
He was in a few movies,
yes, he
too.
Was.
Blades of Glory, and he was in the Ricky Bobby movie, 58.
Hi. Hello. Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping now.
It was a big mistake. They work on commission. Remember that next time. That's Julia Roberts.
Right.
57, Brad Paisley. Talented guy.
Pretty good singer.
Yeah, we know what he sounds like. 52.
Once in El Paso, I have been mad. Have you heard about that? You've been in El Paso, too? Well, anyways, I felt tough, you know? Like I'd seen a thing or two, you know?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Well, that was till a moment ago. Because I got to tell you, my hat's off to you now. Because I ain't never had a drink this yellow water you got here at Folsom.
Send a song out to the warden, Neil.
Yep.
And the warden wasn't all too happy. There he is Johnny Cash. Did the singing.
He did great.
In Walk the Line. Yeah. That Joker movie, the new one.
Yeah.
It's not doing too well.
No.
First one was good.
This one's getting torn up.
I would say, yes, torn up and skewered.
Yep.
Joaquin Phoenix is 50. And then the youngest kid on Modern Family.
Why do you guys want to move into the attic?
Oh, you mean the penthouse?
With all the privacy of being on its very own floor.
It is kind of cool. I'm not an idiot. I knew what they were up to. But I've been wanting to move for a while. There's a line of ants going to a trick-or-treat bag in my closet, and I don't want to still be there when they get tired of candy.
Yeah, that's Luke Dunphy from Modern Family. Nolan Gould, the youngest on that show, is now 26.
Very nice. Gone but not forgotten today. We had one duo, Phil Anthropic. Now we have Smith and Wesson and inventor Horace Smith, who helped manufacture revolvers with Daniel Wesson, was born on this day, 1808. Dr. Jonas Salk, do you remember the man who developed the vaccine for polio? Life-altering and quite a discovery. For Dr. Jonas Salk. He'll be in your history books, kids, if you're listening. Born on this day, 1914. First audio for the Gons, Jack Sue. We remember him as Nick Yamana on Barney Miller.
Dietrich, in all the years that I've been in the force, I've never once been offered a bribe.
Does that bother you?
Well, I wouldn't take the money, but sometimes it's just nice to be asked.
He was one of their favorites, and he passed away while the show was still on the air.
Oh, very sad. But, kind of a deadpan delivery. Very funny. Did a nice job. Jack Sue was that actor, and he was born on this day, 1917. Former baseball commissioner. He was commissioner for a long time through the 60s and 70s.
Pre-Peter Uberoth.
Yes. Bowie Kuhn. Bowie Kuhn, born on this day, 1926. And one more, the great country star fiddler Charlie Daniels, 1936.
What do you think, if you were to do the math, how many miles of fiddle wire, is that what you call it?
String wire?
How much did he go through over his career?
Oh. You go to the moon and back with that, Jim. I'm pretty certain of it.
I'm pretty sure, too.
You know, great friends with the Marshall Tucker Band. Did a lot of shows with them. Of course, he had his Southern rock and his country music going to live on forever. Had the esteemed pleasure of visiting with Charlie on many occasions. Spent some time out on his bus with him before a show. What a great guy.
Did he have some bourbon in his hand?
You know, he liked, he had Southern comfort is what we had a little shot of before he went out
to
start his show. Good for the vocals, Neil. Good for the vocals. I'll take your word for it, Charlie. Charlie Daniels, born on this day, 1936. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here is the quiz today. Little River Band and all their hits. Coming to the Medina Entertainment Center on November 9th. And the question is, Statue of Liberty. I hinted at it. And you thought I might do misdirection and do a different one. But no misdirection today. We're going straight up the gut. This date, 1886, Statue of Liberty, dedicated to New York Harbor. In conjunction with the Statue of Liberty, there was a certain celebration that was the first ever kind of celebration. This kind of celebration, yes, in New York City. A celebration that New York City would become famous for. What was it? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. What was that celebration this day, 1886, for the Statue of Liberty? First one to call in with the correct answer wins tickets to the Medina and Little River Band. Neil now has the opportunity here to start us out on the right foot. It's all about the leadoff with Summer Nights, Rascal Flatts, Ricky Skaggs, Heartbroke, Tracy Lawrence, the three R's.
I'm going Ricky Skaggs today.
Okay, let's do it.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River.